my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. When is the last time that you denied yourself? Was it when you denied yourself that scoop of ice cream after dinner, or in my case, the second scoop of ice cream, because I never deny the first one these days? Or was it when you denied yourself a too expensive piece of clothing or toy or tool for some hobby? Was it when you denied yourself an afternoon off because you knew you should be working? Did you deny yourself to save your waistline or your budget or your schedule? And what did you gain for denying yourself? For those who want to save their life will lose it, Jesus says. For those who want to save their figure, their money, their time, will lose it. We are all tempted regularly, daily, to think that if we just had a little more, we would be happy. We would be fulfilled. We would save our lives, or at least we would gain our lives as they were meant to be. Life with a little more beauty or confidence. Life with a little more money or stability. Life with a little more time, which is a big one for me. I always feel that I'm running out of time. Am I alone in that, or have you been tempted to think that just a little bit more of something would give you the world? Have you felt that way? And what would you want just a little more of that you think would make a big difference? Yet Jesus wonders, for what will it profit us to gain the whole world and still have to forfeit our lives? If you focus on yourself in life, or if you focus on wealth in life, or status, or even other people, your loved ones, that is what you will gain. You'll gain yourself. You'll gain wealth. You'll gain status. You'll gain relationship with friends or family. That doesn't sound all bad, right? Gaining the whole world and everything it has to offer. But the writer of Isaiah reminds us today that in life, even our most powerful enemies will wear out like a garment, and the moth will eat them up. So it is with all our worldly loves, too, with the good things about the world. Ourselves, of course, have limitations, imperfections, the wear and tear of age. Wealth has an end to it, and there are all too many studies out there that show us that wealth alone does not provide the profound joy most of us are looking for. Status and stability are never permanent. And yes, even our loved ones, our family, our friends, even they will fade and die. What we seek in life is what we will gain. Yet none of these worldly things are lasting. Jesus says to us today, those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. If we give up our other pursuits in life, seeking status or wealth, seeking career or beauty, stability or even family, loved ones, the love of others. If we give up ourselves for the sake of Jesus and the good news of the gospel, then that is what we'll gain. We will gain Jesus and the good news of the gospel, the good news of God's unfailing, unconditional, and everlasting love for us and for all people. We will gain infinitely more than we could ever ask for or imagine otherwise. But it's difficult to give up one's self, right? It's difficult not to be attached to these minds and bodies and desires and needs that God created us with, after all. Even in church, in worship, even here, a place where you think we would come to give ourselves to Jesus and to the gospel, even if we don't do it all the rest of the week, right? Even here, if we are honest, we often come to gain something for ourselves. We come to church to get something out of it, or to feel good, or to be prepared for the week ahead. It's not that any of those are bad byproducts of worship and church, but if that's what we come to worship for, if that's what we participate in our church community for, then that's all we're going to get out of it. That something we wanted, a good feeling, preparedness. Yet when we show up to church giving up ourselves and instead come to worship for Jesus and for the gospel good news, for the Lord who created us and for the Spirit who sanctifies us, then we gain infinitely more. We don't gain just a good feeling or a sense of being prepared for the week ahead. Rather, we gain our lives, our whole lives. Eternal lives, abundant life. Suddenly, we gain a community that is, as our words of our confession says, focused on turning the church outward rather than turning it inward. We gain a church that is focused on the needs of its neighbors instead of its own preferences or budget or attendance. We gain a church that is a place full of purpose. A church that is filled with disciples of Jesus, creating more disciples of Jesus. A church that is powered by love rather than concern or worry or fear. A church that can take joy in the little triumphs because it knows that those are the ones that count. When we give up ourselves for Jesus and the good news of the gospel, incredible things will happen, and we will save our lives. What if we showed up to every aspect of our lives that way, for Jesus, for the gospel? What would happen in our families, in our relationships, if we showed up not to have our own needs met, our own desires or expectations fulfilled, but instead we showed up in our families and in our relationships for Jesus and for the gospel? We would gain families where we don't feel the need to control others or make decisions for them, where the behavior of another family member can't embarrass or crush us. Relationships where we can speak the honest truth in love, not in vengeance, but in love, because the truth is better for us and for others. We would gain an ability to enter into these relationships wholeheartedly, with our whole selves, knowing that we might be hurt, but that such pain is not the whole picture. What would happen in our workplaces and our homes if we entered into those places for Jesus and for the gospel and not for ourselves? We would create spaces where others unlike us can feel at ease, where a diversity of talents and personalities are comfortable, where we know that our own contributions are valued and important. What would happen in our nation if we showed up as citizens, not for ourselves, but for Jesus, and for the sake of the gospel? We would be a people who have no need to defend themselves or their own possessions, but who first have a need to listen to their fellow citizen, to care for them, to meet their needs, We would gain a society where citizens meet one another's needs and no one, not us or anyone else, needs to fear not having enough, not being valued, not being respected. We would gain a world where we are actually safe and secure and free. What would we gain if we lost our lives for Jesus and for the sake of the gospel? What would the world around us gain? We would gain life. Real life, eternal life, abundant life, because that's what Jesus wants for us. Not only happiness, not only wealth, not only status or beauty, but real life, eternal life, abundant life, not just one part of life, but all of it. Not just one fleeting aspect of what it means to be living, but a whole life, here and now and for eternity. It's more than we could ask for or imagine on our own. Let's show up this week in the places where we will go, not for ourselves, not for our careers, not even for our family or our loved ones, but let's show up for Jesus, for the sake of the gospel, and let's see just how Jesus can fulfill the promise to give life to us and to all the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.